and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Elaine Jontek. Regular listeners would know, the focus of this program is about the power of pets or animal love. The program offers insightful information relating to animals of all kinds and how they relate to and help those with a disability or disadvantaged people in our society. We have covered a range of species, dogs, cats, horses, birds. Today we're going to learn from Cynthia and Summer Farrelly about the love that backyard chickens can bring. Summer Farrelly is a remarkable 11-year-old from Bundaberg in central Queensland, with 7,500 Facebook followers. Summer is not a fashion, exercise or beauty expert. Summer wants to help shy, awkward kids and autistic children like herself by engaging with a program she calls Chickens to Love. Summer was given her first chicken at the age of 9 when she was diagnosed with autism, quickly developed an amazing bond and connection with chickens, and now she is helping other children get more confidence. Cynthia is a single mother of 3, and she was diagnosed with autism 4 years ago, just after her daughter Summer. Her other two children, Findlay, 13, and Oliver, were also on the spectrum. Autism or Asperger's syndrome is a disability that affects the way people communicate, behave and interact with others. It's a different way of perceiving, thinking, learning and relating. Today we're going to talk to Cynthia and her daughter Summer about how chickens have brought their family together. Hello, Cynthia. Can you tell me, how did autism manifest itself in your family?
So each family is individual and it presents differently. So I sort of just want to say that I'm speaking on my family situation, for the whole autistic community. Mm-hmm. So in our family, we find reading social situations and processing information quite challenging. And also self-regulating and identifying our emotions, like how we're actually feeling, can be very difficult. Biggest hurdle for our family is change, right. Especially change without warning. And also to people's perceptions and attitudes towards autism, how they sort of perceive it, actually impacts on us a fair bit too. But we like to focus on the positive.
That's great.
And we like to look at autism as our superpower.
Okay. You're autistic yourself, are you?
Yes. Myself, Summer, and her two brothers, Finley and Oliver, we've all have a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder.
Right. So what was it like growing up for you with this disability?
I was diagnosed as an adult, so I was probably diagnosed about nearly 4 years ago. And while I was going through this process with my children being diagnosed, I saw lots of similar things. And I actually just thought, I think that I may be on the spectrum as well. As a child and a teenager, it was really difficult and quite confusing for me because I saw the world differently to everyone else. I didn't kind of feel like I belonged or I fit in with anyone. And I was often bullied at school for being different.
Oh, that's
tough. So I guess I decided that as my children were diagnosed and I was diagnosed and I sort of started to understand myself more, I thought that I'm going to advocate and educate people in the community. so they can embrace autism and not fight it.
Right. So how did you get the idea to get chickens?
Well, we kind of laugh about this. My parents, they had some chickens when Summer was probably about 18 months old, and she really, really loved spending time with them. And so she's actually going through a quite difficult time in her life. I thought, well, why not get some chickens?
Why not, indeed? So yeah. What do you think Summer's learned with the chickens?
We had several chicken flocks in our backyard, especially when we're introducing them together. And she observed the social interaction and the hierarchy of the chicken world. And she sort of watched the way that they interacted with each other, their body language and their chirping tones.
So what kind of body language does a chicken have?
She could explain it a lot better than me.
Oh, well, maybe we'll talk to Summer in a minute about
that. Yeah. She has this connection with chickens because most of all, she loves that chickens don't judge her and they love her unconditionally. She says that chickens and all animals, really, they have this unconditional love where there's no real, they love you for you, not for any underlining reason.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, can we have a chat to Summer now very briefly?
Yep, sure.
Yes.
Hello, Summer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good because I don't know much about chickens. I sort of grew up in the city. Do chickens have different personalities? That's what your mum was saying. Some of them are the boss. And do they fight? Do they squabble?
When chickens first meet, they have a fight, which is tied in with their pecking order.
Oh, I
which
see.
Which is like, who's the boss of the coop? Who gets most of the food?
Right. It's a bit like that in the playground, is it?
Yeah. Except it's not for food.
Do most chickens fight then, do they?
When they first meet, there's some that really just, they're like, I'm the boss, hey, listen here. And others are kind of like, I'm chill. Yeah.
I'm chilled.
we can get along. I'm cool with you.
Yeah. So do you see some similarities between people and chickens?
So the start is, the obvious part is they need their food and water and shelter.
Sure.
From the weather. Their love is unconditional.
Mm.
And I'm not confused when I spend time with them. Because they've all got their, but it's kind of like the playground in the sense that they've got their friendship group.
Yes.
Where they hang out and sometimes they get annoyed at each other and they kind of just walk in the other direction.
Oh, dear.
You can tell by the way they're standing or sitting to tell how they feel.
Oh, I see. So what's a sad chicken do, do you think?
When they're sad, they're kind of like people and they just sit down and then they just hang their head low.
Oh, dear. So how do they have fun, do you think?
I create two chicken enrichment activities a week. To keep my chickens active and interested.
What do they play Scrabble or do they play chess or or do they scratch in the dirt or what do they do?
We've got a treat swing.
A treat swing?
And it's like a wooden square with diagonal wooden planks coming in to a bowl in the middle which we put treats in and they jump up on.
Uh-huh.
Or we've got old reused soft drink bottles that we put treats in and when they peck it, they come out.
That sounds like
all
fun.
All sorts of different things.
Gee, and you invented these games yourself, did you?
With the help of Mum. And also, we're making a new area at the coop at CLS so they can run around and see all the new things, and I think they'll really enjoy it.
Oh, gee, sounds like you're a great chicken mum. So what do you love best about chickens compared to, say, dogs or other animals?
I like most animals, but I like chickens because they can be really fun to hang out with, and I understand them much better than most animals, honestly.
Really? You must be very clever, I think. I don't know if I would understand chickens. So do you think chickens can teach you things?
Yeah. They have told me about social situations through the flock observations.
Mm.
And have taught me the importance in, when having a friend, the importance in trust.
Oh, I see. That's terrific. So you and your mum, I understand, have developed a special program which involves your chicken flocks helping others. Would you like to tell me that, how that works?
The original program was called Developing Social Skills for Those on the Autism Spectrum, but since our program has become bigger, we didn't want people to think it was just for people with autism.
Yes.
Because it's for everybody. And I enjoy spending time with our chickens because they make me feel loved, needed, and special.
Oh,
and
really?
I think that's something that everyone should feel.
Of course, it's very important to feel loved, isn't it?
And over Christmas, I raised money to buy a caravan.
We call it a caravan instead of a caravan. It's a caravan.
So funny.
Okay.
So I can take the chickens to aged care facilities and schools and people who can't get out of the house and go out and about.
And what do they do when you go to the old people's home?
We're in the middle of fixing up our chicken caravan so we can. So we've done practice things at schools.
We've run the program outside schools and that at schools, but mainly at the moment we run it at, but I can talk about that bit.
My part.
Is anything else you wanted to say, Summer?
That you should always look at what's on the inside, not what's on the outside.
Yes, that's very true, isn't it?
Well, most of the time at school, kids will find the person who is different in any sort of way and they'll pick on them. And I think it's good to be different, and I don't think you should be sad if they're picking on you for that reason.
It'd be boring if everybody was exactly the same, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
Cynthia, can you tell us about the program and the Chicken Whisperer that you mentioned earlier?
Yep, sure. So basically our program is located at an ability centre called Community Lifestyle Support in Bundaberg.
Right.
And we have a community coop that was actually built for Summer by members of the community and businesses that had donated their time and resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also the area that Summer's talking about, is that they actually have extended a large area outside near the coop, and that will meet the needs of our clients a lot better. So basically our program is about observing. Before anyone enters the coop, we go through a process of learning about the similarities between chickens and people.
Right.
And we.
So what are the similarities?
What Summer had discussed, where chickens are not so different to people when you sort of look. Understanding human emotions is extremely difficult and complex, especially for those on the autism spectrum.
Right.
Uh-huh. So chickens can give us insight into the social world through observing the flock. It's a lot easier if you can actually see from the outside in.
Okay.
And through this observation process, individual personalities and temperaments are recognised. So you understand the meaning behind body signals and tones of their chirping, and things become a lot more clearer.
Okay.
So like people, chickens have individual temperaments and emotions. And through the use of this therapeutic chickens in the program is able to provide an outside perspective. And we provide that by offering a range of activities that highlight the common needs and feelings between the humans and chickens. Activities are created around bond building with the chicken flock, with a focus on keeping chickens happy, healthy, and active.
Right.
But also too, because our program is, anyone in the community can access it, but also too, we've allowed for the NDIS funding. A lot of the activities are also based around client needs and goals.
So how many clients would you have?
Depends. We do small groups of three. But it depends on the particular client, on whether, you know, they need more one-on-one or whether they, or if I can run a bigger group, depending, because each sort of many things factor into it.
Sure. So
safety of the chickens and clients, but also too, like we have run the program at schools in a group of six kids.
Do they tend to be shy children that are interested in the chickens or animal lovers?
We're sort of trying to shake the stigma of it's for only just kids for ASD, but it was actually the children that had attended our sessions. Some of them had an ASD diagnosis, some of them were just had high anxiety, and some of them just had self-esteem issues.
Right, uh-huh.
And sort of helped build that up.
Are the kids scared when they go to pat a chicken?
No, because the first few sessions are the introduction of what to expect when you go into the coop as well.
Yeah.
So they pretty much know what to expect, and we go through certain scenarios, and we have actually got replica chickens, practice patting them and holding them, and we sort of do certain scenarios and that, like what if a chicken jumps up on you, you know, what would you do? So they're really, really prepared.
Right.
For any sort of situation. And also too, the whole program is run on the chicken's terms. People who enter the coop don't approach the chickens. We wait for the chickens to approach us. So you have to build that bond and that rapport and build a bit of trust with the chickens in a few more sessions. So it's not sort of just like you walk into the coop. You've got certain things that are put in place.
Right.
So everyone gets something out of it, but also too that there's safety for the chickens and there's safety for the people that enter the coop.
So I guess it takes a while to, in any relationship, doesn't it?
The chickens' personalities really start to come out. But Summer has hand-raised these chickens since they were like a day old, so they're really extremely social chickens. But it's really, really important that no one breaks that trust between the humans and them. Yeah.
So chickens' flocks have probably made a bit of a difference to your lives, have they, pre-chicken and post-chicken?
It has. It's been like quite an amazing journey. So chickens have given our family like a common interest. It's brought our family closer. We've also given us more confidence.
Great. Well, you're on the radio today, so that's terrific. But just finally,
that's
Cynthia,
right.
Can you tell us a website if people want to find out a little bit more about your program?
We actually have a Facebook page called Chickens to Love Therapeutic Chickens.
Chickens to Love, right?
Yeah. And on the page, we post videos of chicken enrichment activities that we've done with clients who enter the coop. Also things that we've done, things that we've built. It's all very positive stuff that we put on there because since we started Chickens to Love, Summer's become very big advocate for autism for children her particular age. There's lots of kids in Australia and overseas that have reached out to her. And because Summer also puts posts up there talking about how she sees autism, and kids actually write to her or send her messages and say that they didn't actually see autism as a positive thing, but the way that she's put it and she's presented it, that they actually think that it's not such a bad thing after all.
So how would we get to her Facebook page?
It's called Chickens to Love, Therapeutic Chickens.
Right, okay. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for coming on our radio program today. It's been very interesting.
We appreciate it very much.
Thank you both. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Summer. Have a good rest of the week at school.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Animates was created by Joe Van Kool. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks. Research by Joseph Schwanzer. And I'm Elaine Jontek. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.